So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Now to the really, really good stuff. So first, to share reminds us, we are nearing the end of our wonderful time together. That we should be able to finalize our rates. I'd now like to open up this meeting to public comment. I ask that you limit your comments to 2 minutes per person. We will not allow additional public comments during the meeting unless requested by myself, the chairperson, or another commissioner. As members of the public, you're all welcome to submit additional questions and or comments to the TRC in writing before and after our meetings. With that, is there anyone from the public that would like to make public comments? And then so state your name. As they say in city council, going once, going twice, 3 times, and it's done. Wonderful. Well, we can get right into the next part, and that is, I have confirmed, you all received confirmation that we will be before the Public Health and Safety Standing Committee on Monday morning. Our presentation is set to begin at 10:20 a.m., but I suggest that we get there at 10. And if any of the joint public wants to make public comments,
yes,
they're coming there as well. All right, so moving into the draft presentation. As I said, I worked all the way to 3 hours in the morning to put the put this together. Have been working on it. Well, actually, I'm going to go to my actual PowerPoint for this presentation. So we're consistent, okay? you some of your pictures. All right. Table content, the content is kind of...
I know, but you do it for, I just printed this out.
So I thought we'd talk a little bit about the commission. And I'll start off the presentation. I would like all five of us to be up at the table, if not on that first row, that first back row. Go over the table of contents. So I tried to organize it, we've talked about the commission, then talk about the results of the code. Which will lead us into the DPD, Touring and Empowering Unit, the police authorized tours. Then get into, before we got into the proposed toll rates, just mention the city standards. Get into the proposed toll rates, and again, you may see on some of the slides where I started changing it to say towing fees, and that'll be towing fees, that kind of thing. Not sold on the other notable TRC items. I couldn't come up with a good title, so if you all think something different as we go.
Oh, I forgot it.
Yeah.
So I have a question for the police authorized tolls. Going through the PowerPoint, I understand what that bullet point is, that it's a consensual, non-consensual, but it almost appears at base value that the three types of tolls would be PTIU and PATs.
See, that's the same thing I was saying to you, that and then I realized when I got to that page that that's not what it meant. So there's, he's introducing the three types of tolls, and then you got to get to that page to see what they are. And being that that's a higher level bullet, they are bullets within themselves that describe something else later. So, but I had the same.
Why don't we go through it and see if it makes sense?
It makes sense when you watch the whole.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone's making some assumption off the first slide.
Yeah.
So should that be a different, just not three types of toes, but types of what? Because I think here, I think this was an opportunity to kind of distinguish between police authorized tolls versus private tolls, and
so police authorized tolls would not, and three types of tolls would not go under police authorized tolls, because the three types of tolls are the private property, non-consensual, the police authorized tolls, and the consensual. So police authorized tolls are its own categories under three types of tolls.
Oh, I was just saying.
So I guess
so the three types of tolls do not fall under police, under your upper head, you've got police authorized tolls, but the three types are not three types of police authorized tolls.
Not necessarily, right.
That's what you're
saying. Yeah, so that could be.
Yeah.
So maybe that should be
three types of tolls could be the heading.
Well, no, towing in the city. City codes or something.
Yeah.
I do think it's, well, let's get there and we can talk about
okay.
What that should be.
Yeah, well,
okay.
I was just gonna, I think I understand and it's right, but I think it being on top of, I know it's a separate bullet point, it maybe should be the third bullet point.
Yeah, if you put it on the bottom, then it wouldn't be.
They're not looking for the third category, right?
Yeah, I think that works.
I got you. Yeah. Or we take out three.
Take it out.
Yeah,
categories of tolls in the city or something like that.
Right.
That's what I was trying to
say.
Okay. And I'd like to say, this presentation is phenomenal. This is a lot of complex information. We understand, we talked about it for weeks, and the presentation is really, really great.
Thank you. Thank you. I tried to get what we needed to get out. It's difficult because we have so many stakeholders. But again, if you see anything glaring, okay. So about the commission, talk about the composition. See, parentheses are missing there.
Yeah, I was going through that. And that's where I was marking stuff up.
Okay. And I will have one of a couple of my brothers proofread.
I see I had a circle on it.
Okay. Any comments there? And for me, I see things misaligned. Shannon will tell you that I see we have some standards
like two spaces between sentences and 6 points between the bullet, and I've been doing this so long. No, I just see it.
I do too, 1-inch margins. Period, next sentence.
So I just see it, like the space between that last line and affinity to act, it's not, you know, equals.
Right, it's not.
Okay, so we'll have to go through that, okay. The goal is though, I need to get this released to city council. My goal is before end of business tomorrow, so that they have all weekend to look at it.
Right.
Okay. Here, I would say meet the 2024 Tornaway Commissioner. This is where I will introduce, I will turn it over to each one of you to introduce yourself. And the way it's lined up is according to how it's just lined up in the ordinance in terms of, you know, words. So it's good. This title I'm not bent on, but why review fees now, returning that, towing fees now. Is there anything in here?
On the last sentence, if you want to circle 8 per bag, you got, you know, it's no space between the fees and per. On the last, the very last sentence.
The EMG has two, and I have that circled.
Okay. And then you also have, what I was going to ask, can you use this? Does the parentheses, what's the rule on that? Is the period, it covers the period?
Yeah.
$4 in 2023 as well, so.
I mean, some of these things, I will add some commentary, like for this, I can't can note that even though, you know, it looks like it's leveled out, we do know that it spiked over this 10-year period.
I'm not sure if I have the...
Okay.
See, that's gas.
Yeah, so I can...
This is diesel. This is diesel.
I probably did not attach it here. I do remember having it.
Peggy, is that in your first one?
Yeah.
First presentation?
Yes.
And I kept it in the second one.
Are all of your trucks diesel engines?
Mm-hmm.
All the tow trucks?
Yeah. There it is, yeah.
It's too much wear and tear for gas.
Yeah, regular gas. Yeah.
So I will put this in here. I mean, that's fine.
And they, yeah, I mean, just so they don't know, I mean, they, you know, they're going to say, oh, it's just been coming down right now.
Yeah, they even had that thing where diesel price finally exceeded gas prices because diesel was cheaper than gas.
The EPA regulations.
That would be.
Liz, and you said this is adjusted for inflation?
Yes.
Talking about the for the public, And this is where we can say consensual towing, and I can make it out, this is, you know, verbally.
And this is what I say, this is for the city council as much as anything, because they were asking me about non-police authorized tow questions. They need to be educated, they don't all know what police authorized towing is.
Well, instead of, can we, like, have a disclaimer to say that our focus or scope of work is limited to police authorized towing?
Right.
Because when you go to, I know how they operate, you start getting into non-consensual and consensual towing. I'm gonna ask you some questions relating to that, and you cannot answer, oh, somebody said they charged $3,600 for a tow, blah, blah, blah. So if we can just give that disclaimer.
But is there ever a case where consensual towing is under you, please?
No. So,
I could put an asterisk here.
So indirectly, they don't report to us, but I serve as the tow rate monitor for the police department. So if there's a complaint of fraud or a complaint of a violation of city ordinance, then my team investigates that. So in that regard, the police function is relevant, but not as a day-to-day towing function.
I can put a star in a note.
That's what we just did.
Yeah, it'll be team, but I can do it.
The only way it relates to, as Andrew was saying, is making us to understand our scope.
Rule number one.
Can we have a function more like DC does with all businesses?
Gotcha.
So, I'm gonna have a asterisk, and how do I say this?
If there's criminal activity, consensual towing would fall under this. If there's a fraud or a criminal.
Interesting.
Okay, so. Consensual towing is AAA towing. I'm calling my insurance or my AAA to get a tow with my car.
But he's showing that relationship though, yeah, between the two, so he's a monitor.
If there's fraud.
They are a monitor.
What do you mean if there's fraud? Well.
It's a price given to a customer, a different price is charged.
Okay.
And then not a crime, it's actually a civil infraction. Civil infraction misdemeanor, I believe it's misdemeanor. For what we call vulture towing.
Okay.
A tow truck driver cannot solicit a tow at scene of an accident.
Right. APD.
Those complaints that we investigate.
Right.
So technically it's not a crime, but it is a police related investigation.
Right.
Well, APD is not directly responsible for consensual tows. Now, is that per charter or per your operations manual? Where you provide this kind of monitoring oversight?
That would be our operations manager.
Okay. But just not directly.
Because any police officer, sworn police officer, can enforce the city ordinance and the state law, which are the same, basically, on soliciting tows at scenes. But because we're in a specialized part of towing, as part of the standard operating procedures, it comes through the towing unit.
So I'm saying, Mark, maybe you can have something like, while DPD is not directly responsible for consensual towing, they do retain authoritative oversight.
Some law enforcement authority.
Yeah, I think law enforcement, law enforcement oversight.
Over all the tows or something.
I'm sorry, I can't.
No, I
didn't. Stated more.
That's the law enforcement oversight. Over. Okay. Towing activities in the city. Now, I'd have to reword that because I can see that opening up a whole can of worms for you.
Or do we not want to address that unless they ask? Is it too complex?
I think it is.
It is.
If it comes up, I can explain it.
No.
I think it'd be easier for me to explain it.
Okay.
If it's as opposed to putting it on there.
Please, because I don't have much of one. Thank you.
Yeah.
Turn it over to Captain Adam. Okay. And then we get into police authorized tows. Is there anything you want? want me to take out, add to, on this side? And the reason I put here, I put added the Michigan information as well, because that's relevant to your operations. In terms of the city is responsible for maintaining a clean and safe, that comes direct from.
Did you mean for your, for the four bullet to, and I don't, it may be intended, but of course you don't have impound unit here. I, the fourth bullet, impound unit, maybe was it not called impound unit originally, or was it always the Detroit?
So originally, there were two parts of towing. It was the van vehicle task force and the tow desk. And so when we created the towing unit in 2018, the no sense all became part of the PTIU, the police towing unit.
Okay, because the only reason I said this because she has the,
Yeah, for continuity, the D.
Yeah. So she probably should have a.
I would either describe it as DPD, PTIU, or as DPTIU.
So, here, so what is it going to be?
The fourth bullet.
I would need to add towing and impound.
You know,
and is it D?
But it's kind of interesting because in your statement after that, you said when the city began expanding, it was going to include both towing and impound, so it almost seems like that. But being that you got DPTIU there,
I think
that's where it's introduced.
Yeah, and then I took the acronym here.
So, yeah.
What acronym do you use?
We use PTIU.
Okay.
So I would, in that fourth bullet, I would say that the PTI, the police towing and impound unit was established in 2018.
Okay. And then down here, just PTIU.
Yep.
Okay.
A lot of letters.
Are 2021, 2027, right?
towards 20 to 2027.
I have to look at that then. Just for notes. Okay, bonding and insurance. I do want them to understand. The lack of response from the BOPC and Corporation Council.
But their position on that is what?
They did not take a position.
They informally did.
No.
They never informally.
So my first, I did the big presentation at BOPC. I'm just gonna let you all know if it comes up. I did the presentation at BOPC when we first convened and shared with them the requirements under the charter that says they are still responsible for setting the standards for bonding and insurance for police towing. That's really the main thing that was left with BOPC because they took the procurement out and all that other stuff. Well,
it was the bar of fortune.
Well, our wonderful Corporation Council decided to get involved, and he sent a letter that blasted me. I mean, oh my God, it blasted me, it blasted the Legislative Policy Division. Mind you, I had already conferred with the OPD. He just went off the deep end. Told me I didn't know what I was talking about, I was crazy, blah, 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 blah. And so LPD did respond to Corporation Council and let them know, no, the AG was quoting right, and under the current charter, BOPC still has that responsibility. So I sent a follow-up letter to Corporation Council. The only thing is, Corporation Council put it out to the world, and LPD decided to take the high road and only respond to him directly.
So nobody knows that you're right.
And so I did send a follow-up letter based on that response, just asking them to confirm one way or the other.
But
just say yes or no.
But not his response. His initial.
He has not responded.
No, his initial response regarding their responsibility was that it was out of their hands. Isn't that his?
He said that the charter, that my interpretation, mine and and David's interpretation of the current charter said that they didn't have any responsibility, and it's very clear.
And that's where he's sticking, meaning that he didn't acknowledge the LPD's comeback. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
That's it. His thing is, no, they're not responsible.
But clearly the charter says
they are. The charter says they are, but he said they're not.
And then the other things he tried to quote, that he quoted some others, some place saying it negated the charter.
The LPD,
who's an attorney, says, no, it did not. So I will just put it out there that we assume no change to the standards based on no response. I have to line that up.
Maybe you should say no final response. Because he responded and he had no final response. Because he might say, I told you, right? But no, but he did not communicate with our last request.
So if there is if the question is raised, if there's a dispute on this, do you think they're going to ask for, or I'm just saying, devil's advocate, could they ask for an objective legal opinion on this?
They had one from the LPD. So
no, I mean, if there is a dispute between LPDU and legal
corporation,
they could go to Corporation Council and kind of say, give me an answer in light of. Because the LPD, David, is counsel's attorney. And so he does play a kind of fine line with me. And my thing is, I hear from Corporation Counsel all the time, it's the matter. How does he say it, Mark?
No, I'm not going to do it.
That he is my attorney, everybody's attorney. Mm-hmm. And so I'm dismayed because of I've asked for this response as well as some other opinions, and I get no
feedback.
So it's a little disheartening. Nevertheless, we're going to move along. But I'll change that, no final response. And gotta realign that line.
Okay.
Any other comments, questions? And the reason I'll preface this by saying, we looked at these because they are, could be impacts or inputs to the polling base. And as far as...
Madam Chair?
Yes, sir.
I know what you're saying there. What I was gonna say is, instead of like saying, like we're trying to show the Board of Police Commissioners, you know, out there and Corporation Council, is where you say source, can we say, subject to change based on the recommendation of the Board of Police Commission and Corporation Council?
I don't need to do that. The only thing I may ask you here is where it stands in the ordinance.
Okay.
The ordinance, they're responsible.
Okay.
Blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
I'll add the side of the ordinance.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think they're gonna change anything. Don't think so, because they're not, like,
Hopefully they're wrong.
Just interested.
Okay.
Hopefully they're wrong, we'll see. Same thing with the license and permits. I'll add the authoritative source on that.
Do you need the marijuana sites up there? I didn't wonder if I had it.
That's what he told me.
I'm sorry?
That's what, yeah.
I said, do you need the marijuana sites, because is it relevant?
Yeah, because sometimes they grow facilities and stuff anyway, but it has nothing to really do.
You mean it's relevant?
These are all, yeah, those are related to lots.
And accidents.
No, they are related to lots.
Oh.
Right, and because sometimes even...
Is the word marijuana sites the right word, because you just had that marijuana, and I thought,
Yeah, because when...
Is it the grower, the smoker?
Junkyards, open story guys, and...
But is it related, is it relevant to the toll rate commission?
It should be, because when I checked my property maintenance division, this is under one category.
Yeah.
Okay, now the marijuana business is new now. Sometimes when you close some of these places down, you might have to haul some vehicles or whatever, depending and stuff like that, or when there are growth facilities or people that are operating without license. But I mean, I don't think it should matter if you take the marijuana out, you know, but it's just, but this is one standard.
But that's what's in the...
In our fee studies, yeah, in our fee studies, it's in the same category.
So what I'll do is, I'll do like on the others, I'll move it down and have a couple of notes.
Right.
It says these licenses and permits cover these following, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll cite the ordinance and no change.
Correct, thank you.
Okay. Okay. All right, now to the good stuff. I mean, it's all good, but... And again, this is going to be torn in fees. I got to change the one. Is this good? So I think this sets the discussions around, these are the things that we looked at. These are the things that changed when we look at going from the current to the, going from current to our proposal, right?
The out-of-town retrievals, is it like interstate, or like if somebody's in an alleyway got a toy, is it considered out-of-town?
So the out-of-town retrievals are evidence vehicles. So there's been times where we had to go out of state and retrieve a vehicle wanted on homicide or violent crime. We send our trucks for that. But that being said, you never know the circumstances, so having a mileage fee in there, as the old voting commission did, I think is still
I've never done that.
Yeah, yeah, but I think it's too much to ask for our contractors to take one of their trucks and drive them out of town. So, I will avoid that at all costs.
Well, it could be referred to outside of Detroit as well, so.
It could, but even those, we try to use the PTIU trucks.
All vehicles and recreational vehicles. Is everything in here as we agreed? Is it?
Yeah, we'll just refer, they ask why the change, we've got all the info on that. And why it's, you know, an authority.
So this is another one, want to add?
Yeah, what about for a minute? One of the things I know, too, even though they don't want to sit there and figure it out, is they're going to ask you what is the percentage increase. I know they will be asking that, but even though it's there, if you take the 125 or 225 and stuff, maybe to the right column.
Yeah, it's not there. It's not there. You're right, it's not there, so maybe she could have columns to show.
Yeah, that's one small column, say, percentage increase in there.
I would prefer to just talk to them.
Well, trust me. I've been there, they're going to ask that question.
Yeah, like you said, maybe just say what it is.
Right.
So often.
Okay.
Yeah, verbalize it, yeah.
Yes, sure.
I just wanted to ask if it can be clarified that that is a second truck, not a second tow. So second tow would kind of refer to hooking the vehicle a second time or something like that. But the second tow is actually a second truck.
Or say require a second truck, just for clarification.
It's two trucks used for the same tow.
Correct. I see what Troy's saying.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Okay. So instead of tow, it's just a truck.
I think the ordinance is,
because it is confusing, people think, is a tow truck going out and then coming back, or is it, it's actually two trucks going to the same scene.
Multiple
truck.
And then the ordinance also speaks of 1 fee for a hook. So I think with our audience not, if we weren't, we are now all experts in towing. And it's complicated.
So is it a second truck?
In reality, I think second truck would convey the message more clearly.
Yeah.
But I do think too that the ordinance speaks to that.
For a second now. She got zero up there.
For medium?
Oh yeah, it's $75 for light duty second truck.
Second truck, so it does say?
Yeah, it's 75. Oh, and there's one for heavy duty as well. The only one that does not have a.
All right, so this should be, okay. So right now, it should be changed to truck. Right? And you say, I have to go to another schedule. Light duty second truck, current rate is 75?
There is none for medium.
None for medium.
And for medium, 150 for heavy.
The reason I only want to maybe talk about, I don't think it would be good to show increases on the screen. Because you're talking a big increase just visually from heavy duty. Now, where it might be appropriate to talk about it, right? I mean, they're going to see it, is here, the next screen. Because on the next screen, we can kind of give them an idea of why, right? You know, here we can talk about light duty tows includes motorized vehicles. Might say something that this is your average citizen, and the increase is $100. We'll say 80% or something like that. Okay. So maybe not even put it like that because when you start putting it out there, they can do the math.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think I want to just put it here and tell them why, you know, distinguish between light, medium, and heavy duty tows. Heavy duty tows. Is that included there? Anything else we should add on the screen? Now, I did put this in here about DPD not taking a position. I don't know if that's good or bad. Is it going to open up a can of worms? Do you need it? What What do you all think, especially you, Captain Adams?
I don't know that we need to categorically state it, but if city council wants YDVD, doesn't take a position, I would explain it.
Yeah, it can almost, well, just to read it, almost seems like maybe they should take a position.
Yeah.
Should have taken a position, and whereas that's not the case.
Well, that's what I kind of said, and as appropriate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, she does say it.
So, I mean, putting it in there, it's going to open up for questions.
Right.
But is it, for the sake of transparency, the right thing to do?
In 2013, did you get questions about that?
I couldn't tell you. Right around that, I couldn't tell you that.
That was a whole different council.
Right, I'm just curious because it's a consistent position.
But I don't think police, I mean, police didn't take a position.
That's what I'm saying. So did this council, anyone on the council say what was the police position?
No, I mean, I can't recall really, but as it being an issue, no, I don't recall that as being any type of issue.
I don't think it's an issue, but it was important for me to know that. I mean, it makes sense.
No, yeah, I mean, you have it there and you're bringing it out now, but to go, but for me to try to recall, what was, you know, did anybody call it out? If council did, I do not recall. The police did not take a position and there was just no, a non-issue for us.
And maybe I'll say on any of the fees proposed by the police authorized tours, I mean, I think that's important to know. That they're not weighing in on your proposed fees.
But it's their proposed. See, this is where you're going to open, in my opinion, a can of worms. Because they have towers, they employ, they have trucks, they buy.
And you know, that's interesting.
It's not our fees.
Because I didn't have that yet.
That's what I'm saying. It's not just our fees.
I didn't have it.
Everybody's fee.
Yeah, I didn't have that.
We can't charge different rates. They can't charge a different rate. This is everybody's rate.
That is interesting.
So that's why I brought that up earlier, I was. That's.
Well, that is, that's what you, I mean, police have chosen to do is to allow the towing profession to.
Well, we don't take, so we, if we need anything purchased for the city, for the police department, it goes out for quote, it goes out for bid. We don't negotiate the price. That's not our position. Our position is facilitate the actions that are governed by ordinance or by policy. So that's not really our position.
So that's a big question, you would just speak to it.
Right.
I don't want to sound like I'm talking in circles, because I'm not. It is our job that we oversee and we regulate the practice. But it's really city council's prerogative to take the recommendation of the private towers into consideration of what's setting the rates. You know, we're a third party that we are not a company that we don't make a profit. We're not looking to make a profit, never will. Towing is an essential function that we try to do efficiently. So that gets into a long, could get into a long conversation, but if they want it, they're entitled to it. But I don't know that categorically stating it is necessary. That may just be an intellectual curiosity question that comes up of, well, why don't you take a position?
Yeah, so you might make it better not to say it, like you said.
Oh,
yeah.
Say what?
Yeah.
Just say what
we were talking about.
Let them ask if they want to ask what individual positions are. Let them ask.
Yeah, if you don't say it, they probably won't ask.
It's gone.
I mean, we have to remember, these are proposed. They have to approve what they're going to approve. We're proposing because of cost increases, because of a 10-year lapse, because of a lot of variables. So let them decide.
Anything else?
Are we currently, when the proposals are based on majority vote of the 2024 TRC Commission
commissioners?
Leave it as it is. Regarding funds from the police department, leave it as it is. Don't worry. The way you have it is fine. I think I like it. That's better that way.
Yep. Keep it moving. Keep it moving.
Got it.
Okay. Boats, trailers, and campers. I like that little.
We beat that to death.
Nice.
We beat that to death. Let them know things just come up with flat rate overnight. That was due diligence on steroids.
No offense to the PATs, but y'all come in when you came in with that extra, I'm like, say 30 different more categories.
No, we were listening to what everybody was saying.
Axles.
About axles. Who brought axles? This gentleman over here brought the axles. We were trying to help.
So the reason being is that trailer weights are predicated on how many axles they have and the weight of the axles. But fair to say, Troy? So that's where the axle comes in, because it goes back to the gross vehicle weight, so that it was a logical category.
Right. So they've got a measuring tape and then a winner.
We tried. We just tried it. We tried to help.
I think this is good, especially when, you know, we went through the weights, the occurrences, and so this makes sense. We're good?
It's important.
Yeah, we're good.
It's going to be give and take. So the average should work out.
Okay. Now, did I state this correctly? What's in this category? Oh, and for the benefit of the public, I ask you, please, 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 do not publish any of these numbers. We have not presented it to City Council. It would be, probably should have had this a closed meeting. Just devastating if you released any of these numbers prior to us presenting it to City Council.
And
I will invite you to our presentation Monday. She's smiling.
Okay. Well, the question I have is, do they post real time?
Yeah.
So they post in these rates now?
Yeah, there are slides so I have to.
These are all media, so.
I forgot to ask that in the beginning. Can you?
I can try to relate.
Can you please?
Yes,
please.
Okay,
if we have not presented this to City Council, if this were to get out and get leaked out, it's going to be bad.
So when you say media, is that media?
The media is Monday at 10.
No, I'm not saying media. I'm saying it's media.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The media people. Well, I know they were not introduced when we first started. What is she from the media too?
We're with Outlier. We're all civic documenters.
Were you at the last meeting?
Outlier was at the last meeting.
We cover civic documenters will be at various meetings.
So we said this at the last meeting. We asked you gently to please not publish these numbers.
Yeah, and they're recording. That's what I'm saying. You know, also recording the community. It's up to you, Madam Chair, I don't know if it's allowed.
No.
Okay. Yes,
Public meeting, open meeting,
yes.
No.
So, right. So I was going to point that out to everybody because I didn't know who was present and who was who. So I know that it was recording.
So I guess under my authority, I'm going to ask that you stop recording, you stop taking notes. This is not being presented to our City Council. It will be devastating if this gets out before they've even had a chance to look at it and review it. That's not the intent of this. You're welcome to come Monday when it's all public. You can have added.
City Council.
So you understand this is just us finalizing our presentation.
Yeah, no, again, it's something that needs to be announced ahead of time as well. So, I mean, otherwise.
I'm asking you now.
Yeah.
And perhaps, maybe I'll even ask that you step out.
What we're probably going to experience is.
I'm going to get phone calls from City Council saying why.
I'm going to get public comments.
That's fine. Because once I send this to the Public Health and Safety Committee, they will attach this document to the agenda. For you to see on Monday,
yeah.
I'm going to get calls from City Council members saying what the hell is going on. So with that, I'm going to, because this meeting is not technically subject to the Open Meetings Act, I'm going to ask that the media step out of the room.